Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, how's it going? This is Caleb Hansen from Burlington, Vermont.
Hey, Caleb. That's a great old-fashioned name.
Well, thank you.
And you live in Vermont. It's a great old-fashioned Vermont name. I imagine you wearing flannel and carrying an axe over your shoulder, but only for benign purposes.
Pretty much, it's actually just for show, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to our show, Caleb.
Thank you.
You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Caleb's topic?
Heck of a job, Brownie.
Responding to natural disasters, we now know, isn't all that simple. So we were delighted this week to read about some bold new ways people are planning to respond when that siren goes off. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about new strategies for dealing with disasters. Choose the real story. You'll win a Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me outfitted FEMA trailer complete with Carl's voice on the home answering machine. All right. First, let's hear from Paul Prevenza.
The flooding in northern India shocked the world, with lives lost, homes demolished, and crops destroyed, and thousands left struggling to survive. I watched the newscasts and thought, what can I do to help, said Karen Evanauskas, spokesmodel and vice president at Avon Products. I can't clean the water, I can't build a house, I'm not a farmer, I can't stop disasters from occurring, but what I can do is make the aftermath less ugly. Evanauskas flew to northern India with cases of Avon products and a team of Avon entrepreneurs ready to eradicate the physical toll the floods have taken on the victims. When people look good, they feel good, she said. A disaster is no reason not to try to look your best. Flood victim Sajila Patel said, the flood has taken everything, but now at least I feel attractive. It is amazing how much joy moisturizing can bring.
Makeup for flood victims in India. Your next story of a new approach to a crisis comes from Amy Dickinson.
It's official. New York City is now not only the Big Apple, but also the host city for the world's largest population of Simex lectularius. That's bed bug to you and me. After being embarrassed by news stories about grossed out hotel visitors finding the little critters in their luggage and their trousers, New Yorkers decided they aren't going to take their infestation lying down. They're embracing bed bugs as being as New York as the Empire State Building or the Rockettes with many, many, many more legs. Starting Monday, the I Love New York advertising campaign will feature a rendering of a bed bug squished under the heels of notable New Yorkers, among them Mayor Bloomberg, Elaine Stritch, and Christie Brinkley, who says seductively, "Excuse me, bed bug, but I'd rather sleep alone."
New York, taking on the bed bug infestation head on. And your last story of disaster management comes from Paula Poundstone.
Certain words depress people or make them feel not so chipper. And those words are not so helpful when invoked during a disaster or a time when things are not going as well as we might like. A report by the Drought Policy Review Expert Social Panel in Australia found, for example, that words like drought have bad connotations for farm families and recommends that there be a new approach to living with dryness, as they prefer to call it, rather than dealing with drought. The drought, or unmoist period, has gripped the area for 7 years, or groups of 365 days, with no end in sight. If farmers could only see it as a boon to the dried fruit industry, they'd be a lot better off. Panel Chairman Peter Kenny says that the enduring dryness has caused many to blow their brains out, or take an extended break, or make more room for others, or teach children the danger of guns.
All right. Here are your choices. From Paul, Avon products being sent to give people makeovers in flood-ravaged India. From Amy Dickinson, bed bugs in New York become the basis of a new ad campaign. Or from Paula Poundstone, the story of how they're solving droughts in Australia by not calling them droughts anymore. Which of these is the real story of disaster management in the news?
I'm waiting for the fourth option. I'm hoping that one's going to be better. you know, being a big fan of the power of semantics, I'm going to have to go with Paula's story.
Right, but in Australia, they're just not going to call it a drought anymore, and we will all feel better.
Yeah, you know, and also periods of dryness. It sounds like some kind of medical euphemism that they would have on TV commercials, so right. I'm going to go with that one.
All right, that's your choice. Paula Story, well, we spoke to an expert on this topic to get their opinion.
The National Drought Mitigation Center would never consider using the word dryness in our title, although some people in the United States do call drought the D word in order to avoid some of its negative implications.
That was Michael Hayes, director of the National Drought Mitigation Center, explaining why he would not consider changing the name to National Dryness Mitigation Center. You were right, Caleb. Very well done.
All right, great.
You earned a point for Paula. You have won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Thank you so much for playing with us.
Well, thank you so much. I love the show.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
You got to accentuate positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. Indy.